Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, and we're tickled to death to have all of you on the call tonight. This is our national conference call. It's going to be held every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Saving Time. Now, for those of you a little further out, it's going to be a little bit earlier, but we appreciate everybody being on the call that can get on tonight. And we've been talking a lot about the research. We've been talking a lot about diabetes and some of the other things. Of course, we like to give a little overview of the product. And what we have as a product here is just a phenomenal product. It's a lot of people have been asking me lately, is this a cure-all? The muscadine has so many powerful nutrients in it, and it has so many things that it addresses. And people are asking me, is it a cure-all? And I tell them, I say, no, it's not a cure-all. It's just a great antioxidant, but we know that the body, you know, from all the research and from all we hear on the TV and the newspapers and magazines and everywhere, that antioxidants really can be a huge benefit to the body, especially with all the pollution that we have out there today. And with the processed foods and with everything that our body is bombarded with, we need a lot of good antioxidants. Well, the muscadine grape is just totally rich with antioxidants, but it also has a lot of other good properties in it. It's anti-inflammatory, and there's so many anti-inflammatory drugs. If you hear them on TV talk about the anti-inflammatory drugs, there's a big golfer that's on there quite often, and they have the advertisements for it. And the side effects are scary. Leads to stroke, leads to death, leads to all kinds of ailments and everything, and tuberculosis. And, you know, you think, well, why in the world would anybody take something like that if it has all those side effects? So I tell people that the grape seed, out of all the years that I've studied and worked with herbs for 35 years now, the muscadine has more nutrients and more good things about it all in one place than anything I've ever encountered. So it's good for a great deal of ailments. It helps to balance blood sugar. It helps to reduce inflammation. And, of course, with this, you can... It also increases the artery size, which it strengthens the arteries, keeps the blood vessels from leaking and causing swelling, and it helps to, because it opens the arteries up, it helps with blood pressure and heart disease. We feel like it has so many good things that it does, and then the National Institutes of Health and the University of Kentucky and different ones have said that it kills leukemia cells, it kills prostate cells, in the laboratories, and we've had a major university do research that says that it actually inhibits the growth of 7 different types of cancer. So it does so much for so many different things, but I tell people it's not a cure-all, and we're not advertising as a cure-all, and we're not making any claims. We just want to present the research from all of these prestigious universities and the government agencies and let you make up your own mind as to whether you think it would be better to put something like this that is totally natural with no side effects into your body and live healthier instead of taking the drugs and all of the destructive things that it can do to the body. So what we made a statement as saying is that finely ground and convenient, 2 650 milligram capsules daily of muscadine seed and skin may provide you with the most economical way to nourish your cells, because it's only $33 a bottle for a bottle for a whole month's supply of 60 capsules. So I say, wouldn't it be great to build your immune system, help reduce cholesterol, help balance blood sugar levels, provide antioxidant protection against free radicals, slow down aging, and fight against cancer with only one product? And, of course, we see this from right back in the very beginning of the Bible. Adam, the Lord told Adam in the first chapter of the Bible, the 29th verse, I have given you every herb bearing seed to you it shall be for meat. So the seed is where the nutrition's at. That's where the life of the plant is at. And the nutrition is all in the seed. So we've also found that the skin has a great deal of resveratrol, which is good for anti-aging. And then we also find that the morning programs on the news programs are talking about how the latest research for Alzheimer's will be involving the skin of the red wine grape, which has resveratrol in it. And our muscadine grape has over 44 times as much resveratrol as the red wine grape, and it's totally natural. And so this is a great product. We don't feel like we have to, you know, and I've told people we don't need any hype. We've got a great product. If we look at the research, we've got something here that is a dynamite product for the whole country. But what we're wanting to do is spread this thing across the country. And for your autoship, for the March autoship, I've included a little note in there to tell people, you know, this is spring of the year. Things are growing. Things are starting to bloom all over the place. And spring is just about sprung on us. And this week will be the first day of spring. Well, what I'm encouraging everybody to think about doing is you go out and plant your garden or you go out and plant a flower garden, let's plant our business a little bit stronger. Let's plant your business four rows wide and watch it grow. That's what I want people to think about tonight, and that's what we're going to talk a little bit about, is planting your business four rows wide. So many people have joined Amazing Grape, but they are building a straight line, and this is not the kind of downline we'd like to encourage you to build. I want to bring a few things here in front of you, and then I want to talk to some of these other distributors about their motivation in the years past with network marketing. But, you know, when you think of the business and the aspect of it, I talked to a man who was a very, very successful network marketer. He had been in Amway, and he had built a huge business in Amway, and then he come to an herb company that we had worked with. And when I met the fella, he was making about $120,000 a month in network marketing. So it wasn't you know, a situation where I wanted to give him advice. I wanted to get advice from him. I hadn't been in network marketing too long, and I asked him a question. I said, "What is the way that you really build your business? What is really the motivation? What is the way that you really get things going?" And he told me this little story very briefly. He said, "Well, Paul, this is going to sound elementary, but," he said, "what you do is," he said, "you tell people what you're looking for up front." He said, "just be straight up with people when you meet people and tell them what you're looking for. Tell them that you're looking," at that time we was in an old breakaway program, and it was six legs in it. And so he said, "what you want to do is tell people," and I don't know if y'all be able to hear the train coming along behind over here. They're working on the train tracks. But he told me that what you wanted to do is tell people that you are looking for six people who are really on fire, who really want to build a business, who have that fire in their belly, that they really want to go out there and build something other, they want to spread the word, they want to do the kind of thing that you want to do. And he said, "if you will tell them that up front," he said, "a lot of times they'll tell you right off, 'no, I'm not interested in building a business. I'd just like to try the product.'" Or they'll tell you, "well, no, I'd like to do something like that, but I don't really have the time," or whatever. But he said, when you talk to people like that and tell them up front that you're excited about it and you want to do something other, then, he said, you may have to go through 100, 150 people to find that one person who jumps in and says, "hey, yeah, I'm really excited about this opportunity. Look at what we can do to help people with diabetes and with so many things across the country." And he said, "when you found that person, then start looking for another one." And he said, "keep on and doing that and talking to people with excitement, telling them up front." And he said, "when you have found the six people," at that, like I said, that time we had six people in the breakaway, In our situation, it's four, and we got four rows wide. So find you four people who are really, really motivated, and then help them do the same thing. Now, they're going to have to go through some people. But as they go through their acquaintances and they find their four people who are motivated and who really wants to do something, he said, now those people that just wants to buy product and don't care about the business, he said, bless them people, help them, encourage them, sell them the product. But he said, you know, don't be negative about any of it, but you're looking for the leaders. And he said, when you have found four yourself, and when you've helped those people get four, then help them get their people lined up and help them get four. And he looked at me, and he honestly, I believe that his countenance changed when he told me. He looked very solidly at me, and he said, Paul, when you get three levels deep of people who are really motivated, who really want to build a business, he said, you can't stop it. In other words, you have built the foundation. You have built the foundation that really is solid and is going to build your business, going to grow your business. If you go out to have a garden and you plant a rose of stuff, you can leave it and let the weeds take your garden. Or you can go out there and dig the weeds out every day and fertilize it and keep new dirt up to it and keep the dirt soft and everything around your crop. I had a brother who did a bunch of potatoes that way one year. He took a potato vine, planted them out down there below the barn, and every morning he worked second shift, and so every morning he would go down there and dig the dirt up to them and put a little extra fertilizer along there every little bit and looked after those things, and they grew up to be huge potato vines, and the yield underneath them was just phenomenal. We just had a tremendous crop of potatoes off that. Well, that's the same thing with your growing four wide here. Plant four rows. Go out there and get you four people wide that are really motivated and help them get four and keep the four wide going and build this thing width. Build the width in it, and you're going to see the profits begin to grow. Because what we've got is a 4x7 force matrix, and as the company begins to expand and add more advertising and things out there in the marketplace, we're going to be bringing people in that will be put into this forced matrix. But right now, each one of you, we want you to concentrate on those four people wide, and if you can get the four really motivated people and then help them get four people who are really motivated, that's where you're going to begin to see the 4x begin to explode and grow for you and grow into a real income. Now, have a couple more things I want to mention here to you. There's a lot of good motivational books out there. There's a lot of good things that you can look at to give you motivation about how to build your business. I've told people in the past that I've listened to a lot of Amway tapes over the years because there were some tremendous stories of how that it brought the husband or the wife out from being an introvert, and they actually jumped in and really built the business more than the other. Once they caught fire, once they saw what a wonderful opportunity it was. And so there's some things that you can look at. I'm not going to go into the negative side of it, but it's sort of has to give you something to think about when you think about what winners avoid. You know, it's not so much as whether or not they're pessimists or whether they can do anything, but this is what a winner avoids. He avoids fear. He avoids pessimism, bad habits, procrastination, not knowing what you're doing or how to do with your product, not researching the product and understanding all about the benefits of the product. A winner avoids having no commitment. When people say, well, I'm going to try it a little bit, or, well, you know, I'm going to try that for a week and see if it works for me. Well, you know, most people don't get in a bad health situation overnight. And we want to encourage people to not just look at this as something to help you after you get into bad health. We want you to think about taking good herbal nutrition staying ahead of the game and staying more on the preventive side, not ever have the bad problems and everything that some people do. A winner avoids people who have no motivation. They are, you know, just really don't care whether they really do anything or not. He avoids people with low self-esteem. He avoids people who don't want to work hard, who don't have that desire to persevere and really, you know, get things done. He avoids wishful thinking. You know, you can think about stuff and you can kind of, well, you know, I really hope this thing works. I hope something other does something. But that's just wishful thinking. You know, a lot of times you got to go out there and put a little elbow grease, as my mom used to think, behind the thing. And then he tries to look for things that are going to build up his skill level, going to make a better situation. A winner, on the other hand, from the positive standpoint, is always a happy person. He's always trying to encourage other people and lift them up and be happy about things. Does he have problems? Does he have all kinds of setbacks and challenges and everything? Yes, he does. I worked in the bank, my first job. There was a gentleman running the grocery store there in town. And we knew him personally, and we knew that he had a lot of family problems and one thing, another. And every morning he'd come in the bank, and he'd cheer up everybody in the bank. When he'd come around the corner of the bank, he'd come in the bank, and everybody would say, "How you doing?" He'd say, "Fine and dandy, fine and dandy. I'm doing great today. Everything just doing great." Well, he wasn't just putting on. He really wanted things to be better, and he worked so hard helping other people to have a better life. And he was an encourager. And then a person that's a winner visualizes. He thinks about what his business is going to be. He's looking forward all the time to what I'm going to make this business. He's not just hoping, well, I'll try something and see if it works. He's visualizing it. He's looking at it. What do you want your business to be a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? He's willing to persevere regardless to the setbacks, problems, and he knows they're going to come. And so he's always looking for a way to get around the problem or to make it work, help somebody, to encourage them, to help them with their problems so that it can work better for everybody. Now, one thing that almost Zig Ziglar used to say about network marketing, and I think is a very good motivation, Zig said that network marketing is taking ordinary people and helping them to do extraordinary things. And I think that's one of the best definitions of it. And then, of course, a fellow that I worked with for many years said, success is the realization of a worthwhile goal. When you have really worked on something that is truly worthwhile and you have got benefits and success with it, that's what success really is. A winner tries to be prepared all the time. He's got his information together. He's got, you know, all the information he needs to share with somebody, but he don't overwhelm them with it. He's just got it ready, and he's also prepared his mind so that he knows what they might be in need of, what he can present to them. He usually tries to be a take-control sort of person. If there's a problem, if something needs doing, he's willing to jump right in and help take care of things and do things that need to be done. He has to have a right smart of courage about it, because sometimes it takes a little courage to step out and do something other that needs to be done whenever that, you know, other people are saying it can't be done. And this has to do with a fear of loss. A lot of people fear loss. They don't want to really step out there and go to work and really build a business because they're afraid of what they might lose. Well, everything we do in life is a situation with risk taking. So we need to take those risks if we're going to succeed. Some of them are managed. Some of them we can kind of calculate what the risk is going to be. Some of them you just sort of have to step out there on faith and do them. And that's what takes a winner. A winner doesn't necessarily take chances, but a winner is willing to take that risk and look at it and say, "I believe I can do this thing." And Zig told a little story that was quite funny, but it makes a good point in the thing, about a positive attitude. He said, you know, a lot of people say, oh, just get a positive attitude and everything's going to be all right. Well, Zig said that positive attitude won't get you anything. He said, you know, I really want to be an NBA player, but he said, I'll never be an NBA player because I don't have what it takes. But he said, a positive attitude won't get it for me. But he said, a positive attitude will make whatever you do work better. And whatever you are able to do, it will make it to work better if you've got a positive attitude. And he told a funny little story about these two fellas stranded on an island out in the ocean, and they're on a little island. And one of them gets appendicitis. And he says, his friend says to him, he says, you know, I've watched this on TV. I've watched the doctor's program, and I've watched them do the operation no less than 7 or 8 times. And he said, you know, I really think we can get through with this. We don't have much here, you know, just a little camping equipment and stuff here. But he said, I believe we can get through this thing. I believe we can do it. And he said, would you rather that your friend would look over to you and tell you that with a positive attitude, or would you rather your friend look over at you and say, man, you're going to die? So, you know, it's an idea of whatever you have confronting you, if you have a positive attitude about it, you can work through it a lot better. Then the winner knows himself. He knows what his strengths are, he knows what his talents are, he knows what his skills are, and he's willing to put them to good use. A winner is a positive person, and he's a responsible person. He's committed to what he's doing, and it's no backing up. He's not started it. You know, I've told people before, we didn't start this business to fail. We realized we're going to have challenges, but we started this business to help people across this country. And the testimonies that are coming in are just overwhelming sometimes, the wonderful things that this product is doing for people. But we want to stay committed to the marketing plan. We want to stay committed to the people. We want to stay committed to the product. And we want to continue to build this thing, as well as building the character of all those people that we're working with. And we want to be able to relate to those people. And we want to be able to see what will make their life better. Zig Ziglar, I think, again, he said it. Actually, this come from J. Paul Getty. And J. Paul Getty said that he'd rather have the efforts, 1% of the efforts of 100 men, than to have 100% of the efforts of one man. Because one man can't work all the time. He's got to have some rest. And so it's better to look at the small amount of a whole lot of efforts, and that's what network marketing does. Zig Ziglar again said, if you help enough people get what they want, then you will get what you want, because you will have those people giving you a little percentage of all of their efforts. And, of course, you've got to do some planning. You've got to think positive. You've got to work on the things that are going to benefit you as you're building the business, because you're not going to build your business overnight. George and I talk right smart of time about the little story that you tell about a penny doubled. If you take one penny and double it every day for 30 days, the first 2 weeks you don't get very far because it's not making a lot of headway. It's growing, but it's not growing very fast. Then after about 2 weeks, it begins to grow. And then as it doubles every day, it turns into a huge amount of money, over $10 million in 30 days. Well, that's the way network marketing is. You need to be positive while you're building, because you're not making a lot of money to start with, but you have to have your eye on the vision out there, where it's going to and where it's going to end up. And you need to be able to try to help motivate other people and give that information to them. Now, I want to ask, I've took longer with this because it's a lot of stuff to cover here, but George, what are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
I want you to tell the people what has been your greatest motivation in building network marketing and how it's worked for you over the years.
Well, I think we have the simplest program right now. We got the best product, but the thing about it is the 4x7 matrix is phenomenal. I mean, if you just take and look at it, actually in 7 months, you can make all you want to make. But the problem is getting those four people to do those four people. And what we're finding out is we're getting the same four people that we had before. And if we can get four new people that maybe not even done multi-level marketing or anything like that, and just get them introduced into the program and get them on the product and seeing what it will do for other people, you know, it will open up the eyes. What we want to do is get public awareness out here where the people can see what the product does. See, the media is trying to cover it up. They're saying, well, you know, we're going to give you drugs and everything else. But if you look at the price of what you're paying for drugs, you're paying $400 or $500 a month for drugs, where you can take this one product here for $400 a year, get all your money back, get all the full benefits from the product itself, and tell other people about it, and get them off of these other drugs, which is called poison, you know, because every time that you look at a drug that they're taking, it's got an FDA behind it that says, you know, we approve it, and then a lawyer comes back and says, hey, we're going to sue for it, you know. So basically what we need to do is make the people aware of that the product is out there. Let them try it. Let them test it on their own. Then get the ones that are interested in building a business and telling other people about it on the product and giving everybody the whole deal. And what we're finding out is a lot of these people are not aware of that once they do get into business, they can still buy as many bottles as they want to in that month at half price. And actually, below half price, because the difference is they're going to be able to show these people that they're talking to that they can buy it and get in the product, get their family on it, get their health improved and everything else like that. And it's just phenomenal. I push it every day of my life. I stand behind it 100%. And if you
in other words, those four rows wide works really good when you're growing a garden.
Exactly, yes. Because, you know, like I said, the 4x7 matrix, if a person will just look at it and just play with it, just play with the numbers and get four people that they do business with every day, four people that they've known in their past, four people that, you know, that can rely on you. That's the ones you want to get, is the ones that trust you. Because the ones that's out here that, you know, that don't trust you, they're not going to get into it. They might
well,
get on the product and everything else.
That's the reason this fellow told me to get people, you know, tell them up front and get people who are really excited about wanting to build a business. The other people, he said, bless them, you know, supply them with product and everything. But he said, look for those people who are really motivated. And what you just said about the 4x7 and what I mentioned about the penny application, if you look at this on a monthly basis, if you go out and get four people in a month and help get four people, then what you're saying is in 7 months people could actually build this matrix. But, you know, after the first 3 or 4 months, you're still not making a huge amount of money, but you're making some money. And then it starts to really mount up and take off. And by the 7th month, you can be making a substantial income if you take this thing seriously and really go out there and plan your work and work your plan with it. Let me ask this other fellow on here. Edward, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You went out and done a lot of meetings for another company. Tell us what you saw as far as excitement and what you see in this as far as how much easier or better that it can be built if people will get motivated with it.
Oh, this is a phenomenal company as it is, and the product too. And like I say, all I got to do is go out and talk to people and show them what it'll do. I've worked with a lot of companies and done a lot of building businesses over the years. And this is by far the best and the simplest and the most exciting thing that I've seen.
Well, in accounting, in people that asked you about the product and everything, Do you find they're more interested in the product, or do you find that they're more interested in what they can actually do with it?
They are interested in the product because they've heard so much about the muscadine on the news media. And so, oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I'll look it out. I'll check it out. In fact, I give some today to the people that are working down at the store that's sales reps and so forth. I take every opportunity to talk to each one of them when I see a new person like that is a salesperson that comes in the store.
So the news media is actually beginning to spread the word about muscadine and about grapes and grape
That's
seed
right.
and grape skins and what it's doing for people. So really we've got a huge opportunity here to capitalize on it as they begin to learn what it's doing for people all across the country. We need to have more and more people into the business across the country and see this thing really grow for everybody.
That's right.
Fellas, this is a phenomenal thing, and, you know, there's just so many good things that you can say about the product, but there's also so many good things you can say about the marketing plan that we've got with Amazing Grape. We worked on it for many years, perfecting it, and we really believe, and that's what one fella told me this past week. He said, Paul, when you talk about the company, when you talk about the business, when you talk about anything in life, he said, you're talking about believing in it. And he said, I've noticed that. Well, that's what we have to get across to people, is that we believe in them, and we believe in the product, and we believe that God has put this product here, and we need to convey that to people and show them that this is not just something that we're doing for try it or see what we can do with a business or whatever. We believe in this product, and we believe in what it can do for people, both healthy-wise and financial-wise. And we appreciate all of you people who are on the call tonight. We appreciate our leaders. We appreciate the ones who have really gone out there and spreading the word about all this and telling people all over the country about Amazing Grape. And we want you to keep in mind to grow your business four rows wide, just like spring is opening up, as I said, and it's exciting time of year. And I want you to go out there, and as you spread the word about it, think about those four wide and get your four wide. Build your business, help those people get four wide, and as we begin to build more width in this company, you're going to see a lot more people succeeding, and we've got a few extra bonuses that we're working on that we'll be adding along the way, and I think that's going to make it even more exciting. So we're going to try to have some projections and some promotions coming up very soon, and we'll try to be giving you more information about them very soon. And see where we can go with this for this spring and summer. We want 2013 to be a banner year for all of you, and we appreciate every one of you. Our time is come and gone, so I appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. Go out there and tell more and more people about Amazing Grape, and we appreciate you. We'll be looking forward to talking to you again next week at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Saving Time. Until then, I'll give you all a good night.
Amen, and God bless.